Introducing the Makeup Artist Chronicle. 'Cause I'm fearless, fearless, fearless. Yeah, I'm fearless. Happy New Year. We made it to 2020, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope everyone had a great and safe New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I hope you weren't too hungover. We went up to this beautiful little inn in the woods of the mountains in Northern California. We checked in. We had a deep tissue couples massage. We did an amazing 5-course curated dinner. And then I fell asleep at 11:30. Garrett tried to wake me up at 12:30, whenever after midnight. It didn't really work out in his favor. I believe I kind of just grunted at him. Listen, if you know me, you know there's nothing I love more than sleep, getting my beauty rest. So, but all in all, an incredible new year. Yeah, I hope yours was great too. I didn't make any resolutions. I don't know about you guys. I usually don't make any resolutions because I just setting yourself up for failure, I feel like. And also, I feel like you can make a resolution at any time of the year, right? Like any time, any day, any moment can be, hey, new me, I'm making this change. So I think resolutions, not for me, but I did make a vision board. If you remember the last episode, I was talking about vision boards. I asked you, are you going to make one? I made one. I have owning a home on there. I have getting a puppy on there. And then I also have a bunch of professional goals. You know, I definitely want to be a guest on some amazing podcasts. I'm talking Absolutely Not with Heather McMahon. I'm talking Fat Mascara with Jenna and Jess. I want a quality level of production to this podcast. Right now, there are no sponsors, no ads, no production value. I'm pretty much just doing it solo. So I'd love for there to be a little bit more professionalism, so to speak. I also just put, you know, cutouts of magazines that I would love my work to be featured in. You know, an agency, a specific agency that I've always admired their, you know, the people they represent, the artists they represent. So I put them up there. I don't know if I'm supposed to be sharing any of this, but I feel like if I do, then I'll have people out there that can hold me accountable to these things. So I walk into my office every day and I start to like plan out or create content and I look at it and I'm like, all right, what am I going to do today? What am I going to invest my time and effort in to get me closer to these goals? And I think that's so much more important than a resolution. So I'm just sitting here looking at it right now, being like, soon, one or all of these things are either going to happen or I will be working towards making them a reality in the near future. So I think it would be really great if we shared, if it's like a resolution or a vision board, I'd love it if we could share them with each other. I don't know if that's like a Facebook group. Does anyone use Facebook anymore? I feel like I don't even know how it works anymore, but I would love for us to just have a community where we can hold each other accountable and inspire each other and just motivate each other. 'Cause I live for a good pep talk. So if you're someone that can help set that up and wants to make that a reality, DM me, email me, let's figure it out. But yeah, other than that, my vision board, hold me accountable. It's going to happen. Incredible. So the first thing I think I want to talk about is award season. You know, it's a new year, new award season. I'm obsessed with it. I'm so excited. We started off with the Golden Globes this Sunday. Overall, nothing too crazy, I would say. It was very benign. The looks were all benign, except for Gwyneth Paltrow. We'll get back to her later. But the all of like the glam was benign, and you know, the speeches were average. Ricky Gervais hosted, and he was just himself. So I don't know. Overall, like there were a few cool moments, but nothing out of the ordinary. I think Michelle Williams' speech made me tear up. It was very powerful and very moving. Patricia Arquette was incredible. Joaquin Phoenix, spoiler alert, they won. Those three won in their categories. You know, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association made the entire event plant-based to kind of reduce the carbon footprint by not having meat, which was kind of cool. But, you know, just a regular award show. Let's talk about the important things about award shows, which are the looks. Not only the looks, but what I love to do, and you'll see it on my blog, is I love to break down who brought a look together. So who was the stylist? Who was the makeup artist? You know, that's where I find my bread and butter. That's kind of where I thrive. And I put a post on my blog about the best looks. Let's talk about some trends, okay? No one other than J.Lo went full glam, I don't think. I mean, there were some red lips here and there, but for the most part, the biggest trend was like no makeup, natural makeup kind of radiance. Like the skin was glowing, the neutral palettes were out. The only bit of glam that was really happening was, you know, someone had a red lip or someone had glitter on their eyes. But other than that, it was just very like clean, healthy complexion, natural makeup. Some people nailed it. Some people looked tired. I get it. I understand. Hair was also low maintenance. I think the one exception is J.Lo. Jennifer Lopez showed up with a full-on glam beat face, as she does. And she showed up with like a three-tier cake for a hairstyle, as she does. And she showed up in a Valentino gown that had this monstrosity of a bow. It's a very divisive look. People loved it. People hated it. I love her. I idolize the woman. I think she's incredible. She's so inspiring. The look for me fell flat. I don't think it was her best look. I think she needs to reevaluate a little bit if she's going to be going to the other award ceremonies, potentially the Oscars. We'll see. It just didn't do it for me. The other divisive look was Gwyneth Paltrow. So she showed up. You can tell Goop is working for her. Her detox, her whatever, her skin was glowing. Her makeup was nice. Her hair was free and flowing and California chic. Her dress was entirely see-through. It was like this flowy, flouncy, sheer dress. And her abs are incredible. So you know what, Gwyneth? I support you. The dress was very divisive. People hated it. People loved it. I loved it. I think, you know what? If you have an incredible body and you want to show it off in this like flouncy sheer piece, do it. She can pull it off. She had the confidence for it. But I would have to say favorite look of the night. My favorite look of the night was definitely Zoe Deutsch. I think that's how you pronounce her name. I'm not sure. She was in Zombieland too, and a few other things, but she's just adorable and a really great actress. And she showed up in this beautiful, like canary yellow, long, poofy sleeved, beautifully tailored, what people thought was a gown. And it was actually a jumpsuit that looked like a gown. And it was stunning. The color was stunning. The tailoring was stunning. The accessories were stunning. Her hair, her beautiful auburn hair was slicked, but like not like the wet, slick, greasy look. And her makeup, Fiona Stiles did her makeup with Shanta Kai. And she just looked adorable and chic and like herself, but elevated. And I was here for it. I think the look was exactly on point for the Golden Globes. The other thing I want to talk about is that I live tweeted during the Golden Globes, and it was essentially just a stream of consciousness flow that was powered by Prosecco and carbs. There is nothing that I cannot do when I have ingested some bubbles and like a meat and cheese plate. There is nothing that I can't do. I truly believe I'm invincible. I am fast. I am swift. I am beautiful. I believe it to be true. And so I was stream of consciousness tweeting out the Golden Globes, which I plan to do for every single award. So follow me on Twitter if you don't already. One of my tweets got picked up by People.com, aka People Magazine, People.com. So all I'm saying is follow me on Twitter at MUA Chronicle. You will not be disappointed. It's going to be a blast. But yeah, next award that's coming up, or next award ceremony that's coming up. So on Saturday is the Makeup Artist and Hair Guild Awards, which aren't televised. I think they're live tweeted, but they're not like that big of a deal, probably because all of the actors and celebrities aren't there. But I wanted to highlight it, one, because I'm a makeup artist who one day hopes to win an award at this guild award ceremony, but also my friend Megan Longmire is going to be there. Her team is nominated. She was on the team that did makeup for the movie Bombshell. So Bombshell starring Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, Margot Robbie. And she was on the makeup team. They got a bunch of nominations. I met her. I met Megan. We were both working at BeautyCon together in LA years ago. We were representing a beauty brand that's now defunct. It doesn't exist anymore, but we met and I was just immediately drawn by, she has this effervescent spirit. You know what I mean? Like she's just like bubbly and sweet, but she's super humble and just really talented and good at her craft. And so I wanted to call her out and give her a shameless plug because I don't think she would do it for herself. I think she's like head down, work hard, so stay humble. But I am loud and I like to steamroll over people. So shout out to Megan Longmire. Follow her on the social if you don't already. Find her. I hope her team takes home the Guild Award. I hope they take home a ton of awards. That movie is incredible. The prosthetics in that movie are incredible. So yeah, I won't be live tweeting that one because it won't be broadcast, but I will be live tweeting on Sunday where we have the Critics' Choice Awards. So the Critics' Choice Awards are going to be hosted by Taye Diggs, and you know, I don't know what to expect. I feel like it can go one way or another. It could be a total snooze fest, kind of like the Golden Globes, or it can be just this beautiful production. I don't know. I don't know if it's the climate that we live in or the budget or what. I would rather either you don't give me any host and just let's get this over with. Let's see who takes home the prizes. Let's see what's going on. Give people their shout outs. Let them say their piece. Let's have it be efficient, or swing the pendulum all the way in the other direction and just have Hugh Jackman be Hugh Jackman. I'm getting flustered just talking about it because he is such a showman. So either have like full on orchestrated musical numbers, or like let's breeze through because we have shit to do. Okay. Great. I'm happy to hear that. Anyway, follow me on Twitter, MUA Chronicle, to follow that live tweet. It's going to be a lot of this, but in tweet version. That's this Sunday. I believe it's 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. So check that out. Follow me on Twitter for all the deets. Now, okay, we've talked about decades gone by. We've talked about the new year. We talked about award season. Let's talk about the new decade, the 2020s. Let's talk about trends. Let's talk about predictions. I'm going to give you my predictions right now. You can quote me on them. They will come true. Don't you worry about it. It's going to happen. One, all of the matte, flat, full coverage Instagram makeup that we saw in the 2010s, we are swinging it in the other direction. So whereas we have seen the Hugh Jackman of makeup, we are now going to the No Host Awards ceremony of makeup. Everything is going to be more radiant. It's going to be more dewy. It's going to be more natural. It's going to be focused on skincare, healthy, glowy skincare, not oily, not greasy, glowy skincare, and just natural beauty. We're already seeing products that are coming out that are launching this month that are pivoting towards the radiant dewy look. I'm going to be doing a tutorial. It goes up on this Friday. It's going to be all about new drugstore launches. And all of the bases that I was looking at, foundations, BB creams, all of that, they all had like a radiant dewy finish now. And to be honest, the Luxe products, which I will be doing another tutorial on later in the month, they're also more focused on lightweight, natural, radiant. So people are done with baking and caking and they're ready for let my skin breathe, let my skin be a little more natural. Now, if you love a full coverage, if that's your jam, fantastic. I am not prying it out of your hands. Let's just find a way that the two can coexist, because I am so done with the full on face. I am not wearing it to go to the grocery store. If you wear it, more power to you. That's great. You keep doing your thing. But I'm happy to see a more kind of natural, glowy, back to basics makeup becoming the trend. What else? Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about this. So I don't want to say I broke the story, but I predicted it then and I'm predicting it now. Anti-pollution skincare and anti-pollution makeup. So if you want to pause right now and go read the post that I wrote about anti-pollution makeup, go for it. It's incredible, if I do say so myself. But my prediction is that anti-pollution beauty products are going to be the new SPF. They're going to be as common as like sun protection in products. What do I mean by that? Well, it's very hard to make change at a systemic level. Our world is pretty much on fire. There is so much pollution and there's so much change going on in the atmosphere. And a lot of the companies are responding to it. A lot of, you know, beauty companies are responding to it by creating products to protect you from the elements of the world as they're changing. Let me talk about what I mean by that. So, anti-pollution beauty products, essentially, if you live in an area that has even higher concentrations of UV light, if you are always looking at your screens and you're exposed to blue light, if you just have smog, fog, or anything in your area that is, you know, potentially stressing out your skin, these new products are going to be your quote unquote protectors. Here's my thing. You probably hear me sounding skeptical. Here's my thing. There is no regulation in the beauty industry. So companies can market themselves to be anti-pollution and no one's going to really know what that means or how it works. So I know systemic change is hard. I know we're not going to change the climate overnight. I know we're not going to change cosmetic regulation overnight. I just want to encourage you guys, with all the new products that are launching, with all of the new quote unquote technologies, and all of the new hype around anti-pollution and this and that, just be thoughtful about what you're putting on and in your body. Because at the end of the day, it's our biggest organ. And yes, it might be absorbing pollution from the atmosphere, but what if you're putting something on your skin that's being absorbed into your body that is protecting from the pollution, but more harmful in itself? I'm not trying to deter you. I'm just saying, you know, there are so many resources out there. I believe in you. I believe that you can be very thoughtful about what you're buying. And if you don't care, awesome. You can totally disregard everything I just said. But if you want me to do like a more of a breakdown on what this means as it's kind of breaking, I'm more than happy to do that. Go back and read my post. It's actually very informative. It has a little bit of science in there, but not too science heavy, so anyone can really relate. And if you have more questions, DM me or email me, because I live to talk about this kind of stuff and I live to call for more regulation. I'm always writing letters to my local people and people at a higher level. And by letters, I mean emails, because it's 2020. But well, now I'm going to go on a tangent about how I miss writing letters. I got so flustered because it's so nostalgic to me when I used to have a pen pal in junior high, or like elementary school, not junior high. Junior high, I had a cell phone. Okay, no, we're not going to go down that path. Okay, another big prediction. I saved this one for the end because this is probably the biggest prediction. How do I even phrase this? Okay. So L'Oreal announced the other day, like yesterday or the day before, the Perso, which is P-E-R-S-O. It's their newest technology that they plan on unveiling in 2021. And essentially what it is it's this kind of like pod thing. It's almost like one of those Alexa columns, and it lives in your home. You have an app linked to it. You scan your face on the app. It connects the artificial intelligence in the app, determines kind of what you look like, and then it plugs in where you live and what you want. And then the actual like column product, whatever, spits out a custom made moisturizer or foundation or lipstick. I'm going to let you just kind of process that for a minute. Okay. Oh, I have so many thoughts. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Okay. This is, wow. Here we go. So I love this idea. One, I love that we can have personalized beauty that's driven by tech in people's homes. People have access to it. They don't have to worry about like, okay, well, I'm a little more tan than I usually am, so I have to buy a new foundation, or my skin's a little more dry, I need a rich cream versus a regular cream. You know, oh, I'm starting to get fine lines, I need to upgrade to a different moisturizer, or, you know, I'm wearing this outfit and I need a red lipstick, not a nude one, or maybe I need a nude one, not a pink one. And I love the accessibility of just having something in your home that what you need in that moment, you can let it know and it'll give you something that's so personally yours that you won't need to really believe in the hype anymore and go shopping for products and fill in your drawers with things that you're going to use once and then forget about. Here's the other thing though. So Lancôme, the French cosmetic brand, they have this machine that essentially allows you to create a custom foundation for yourself. These machines live in particular retail locations where Lancôme is. They're not all over the place. And you essentially go, the associate scans your skin with this little doohickey. The little doohickey like creates a formula with all different pigments, which then the machine uses that formula, dispenses the pigments in a specific way to give you a custom blend that will match your skin tone. Everyone's skin tone is so individual. I am telling you right now, 40 shades, 50 shades, 60 shades of foundation in one product line are not enough because we are all little beautiful snowflakes. So you listening right now, you're a beautiful little snowflake. You are an individual. And what that means is that your tone, your skin tone, you might be olive skin toned. You might have a deeper skin tone. You might be super duper fair, but it's still yours. Like your tone, your undertone, everything together, you can maybe get a good enough match in the Fenty foundation or in the Lancôme foundation. And then you blend it enough that it looks good on your skin, but it's not a perfect match. So this machine is supposed to give you a perfect match for your individual skin tone, undertone, etc. Two things. One, it costs $88. So one bottle of foundation will cost you $88. Two, they don't have the machines in every location. I said that. And I can only speak to the location that I worked near. We had one of those machines in the Bay Area, not in the store that I worked in when I worked retail, but another store. And that machine was always getting jammed. So anytime it had to dispense a specific darker pigment, it would get jammed. It would be out of commission. And then they would have to have a tech come down and fix it and service it. And then it would just keep happening. And so that machine was always unfunctional. Think like when you go to McDonald's and you try to get a McFlurry and their Froyo machine or their McFlurry machine or whatever is broken, like that level of heartache, that was this foundation machine. And so the reason that I bring that up as an example is that L'Oreal owns Lancôme. So I really hope that L'Oreal is being thoughtful about the Perso and being thoughtful about their tech, because if you're going to have this in people's homes, you better make sure that one, it works, and you better make sure that two, it's accessible. So it works for every single person that has one. And I don't know what the price point is going to look like. L'Oreal hasn't released the price point yet. I have a feeling it's going to be probably a couple hundred dollars. It's not going to be something that's as cheap as an Alexa. But see, here's the thing about that. They're also the first ones in the game to be giving this kind of personalized, individualized beauty creation to people in their homes. So the first one might be a little more expensive, but here's my prediction for the decade. My prediction for the decade is more custom, personalized beauty driven by tech and AI that is accessible to people. I mean, it is accessible in that it can be shipped to them, it can live in their homes, it can be at a price point that anyone can afford. So as more players enter into the game, I'm excited to see where this goes. But I'm going to just say my bar is very high. So as the story continues to break and as we see more statements from L'Oreal about the Perso, I'm going to let you guys know. I'm going to keep you guys abreast to everything. But yeah, I'm hopeful and also skeptical. You know, I'm positive, but realistic. So I think that's all I really wanted to talk about this week. I don't know. I have a new post going up on the blog tomorrow, and it's going to be a highlight post talking about specific moisturizers that have changed my skin. For some reason, I never had dry skin in my whole life. And this winter, my skin has been terribly dry. Like, I'm talking flaking, I'm talking tightness, I'm talking like expression lines that used to disappear after I stopped making the expression are now staying because my skin is so dry. I'm chugging water. I've tried all these different moisturizers, and I wanted to curate down and show you the ones that have worked for me, but also ones that I have either sent to people that I love that have dry skin, had them try, or tried on photo shoots on models that have dry skin. And this was the cream of the crop of what's on the market now. So that's going up tomorrow on the blog. I'll remind you, I'll remind you on Instagram and on Twitter, but if you don't follow me there, how are you going to know? So follow me there. MUA Chronicle is my handle across all social media. That's MUACHRONICLE. So follow me. A new tutorial goes up on Friday. Like I mentioned, we're doing drugstore newness. We're talking about, it's always just me. Hopefully it won't be someday. Hopefully I'll have more people on. Anyway, I digress. We're talking about, I'm talking about new launches at the drugstore price point. So, you know, I'm going to be doing a full face with new launches that are all accessible at your local drugstore or drugstore brands that are maybe at your local Ulta if you're an Ulta person. So that goes up on Friday. Again, I will remind you on social media, you gotta follow me on the social media for not only the new content, but also all of my award show, it's a stream of consciousness fueled by Prosecco and salami. And it's incredible, if I do say so myself. Also, I just want to particularly say, this is the third official episode of this podcast. You guys are listening. I know you're listening. I would love for you to interact a little more. So shoot me an email, julia@julialubin.com, with who you would like to see as a guest, what kind of things you want me to talk about, what kind of things you want to know more about me. Maybe we'll do a little Ask Me Anything, AMA. Or hit me up, DM me on the social if you have those questions. And please, please rate me. Please give me 5 stars. You can get this podcast anywhere. I know people usually say 5 stars on iTunes. I don't know if other places rank, but follow along, you know, rate me high. And if you're not going to rate me high, just reach out and let me know why, because maybe you want to hear something that I'm not giving you, and maybe I can. So anyway, thanks for the solidarity as I sit here in my studio talking to myself, staring at my vision board, but I know you're out there listening, and I thank you for your solidarity. I will see you, I won't see you, but I will talk to you next week on an all new episode of the Makeup Artist Chronicle podcast, the MUA Chronicle podcast for short. And I'm so excited for what this new year and this new decade is going to bring to us. Oh, you guys, it's going to be so great. It really is. Okay. So I'll talk to you very soon. Love you guys.